Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, May 22, 2016, 2 Timothy.
All right, as we get ready for part two, we give you a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. We thank you that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble now to worship you through the study of your word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 sounds like this in corrected translation. And also, if anyone competes as an athlete in the games, the ancient athletic games, he absolutely does not receive the winner's crown unless he competes according to the rules. Well, now you know what that involved, competing according to the rules. But we still have some things that are really fantastic about this whole concept, in this second analogy on self-discipline. We have the title for this athlete that competed in the games. It was teleos athletes. T-E-L-E-I-O-S. Teleos, A-T-H-L, long E-T, long E-S. He was called the master athlete. The master athlete. Teleos athletes. What is very fascinating is that in the New Testament scriptures, God the Holy Spirit has taken that word teleos and used it over and over and over in the New Testament scriptures to describe the spiritually mature believer, the winner believer. The believer in spiritual maturity, the word for spiritual maturity is teleos. And it's that spiritually mature believer who at the judgment seat of Christ will receive the Stephanos crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. So I want to take a look at this from that standpoint. First of all, one, the athletes who competed in the ancient athletic games, the Olympics, the Isthmus Games, Pythian Games, Nemean Games, had this special title, teleos athletes. Two, teleos athletes means master athlete. Three, it is this word teleos that is used to describe the spiritually mature believer in the New Testament. He is called the teleos believer. The spiritually mature believer in the New Testament scriptures is called the teleos believer. Now, let's take a look at some of these passages where we have the... And every one of these passages has our word teleos, all right? Let's start at Ephesians chapter 4. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 13. In verse 11, we have four different spiritual gifts given here. Two of these were in the pre-canon period of the church age, and they're no longer operating. They operated from 33 to 96 AD. They operated during that period of time when the New Testament canon was being written. And it was the apostles that God used to write this. And until the New Testament scriptures were written, you had to have another spiritual gift, a prophet, to communicate the truth before it was written down. You see, until it was written down, someone had to have that spiritual gift to teach it. Well, now that we have the completed canon of Scripture, those were temporary spiritual gifts that are no longer operating. So when we start out in verse 11, it says, "It was He who gave some to be apostles," temporary spiritual gift. There are no more apostles today after about 96 AD when the Apostle John wrote Revelation. "Some to be prophets," no more prophets today, we have the completed canon of Scripture. Since we have the completed canon of Scripture, there's no more need for that temporary spiritual. So those were two communication gifts that were in the pre-canon period of the church age, 33 to 96 AD. Now, the next two are extant communication gifts. These are operating today from 96 AD all the way up to the rapture of the church, the end of the church age. So the next two communication gifts, some to be evangelists and some to be pastor teachers. That's one gift. Poimen didaskalos. You have two nouns connected by chi. The first one has the definite article. Second one does not. They're in the same case. That's actually talking about one person, one gift. It's not two separate gifts, pastors and teachers. It's one gift, pastor, teacher. So if you want to know what gift of this fellow who's standing up here looking at you, he has the gift of pastor, teacher, or PT. And a lot of people say PT. Some people think that means potty trained. But anyway, you think whatever you want, but it's pastor, teacher. And some to be pastor, teachers. Now, what is the last gift, pastor, teacher, then? Why do we have that gift? Why has God given this gift? They are His servants. He's given this gift to communicate His word to His royal family. You're the royal family of God. And He's given a part of that royal family, a part of that flock, to an under-shepherd. He's the shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. He's given it to an under-shepherd. And the spiritual gift of pastor-teacher is the under-shepherd. In fact, we're called a doulos, a slave, a servant of the Lord. We are the Lord's servant, the Lord's slave, and that is the most honorable and magnificent thing that could possibly happen. I wouldn't want to be anything else than a slave to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be His servant, to teach His word. But why is this gift given? To prepare God's people. You have to be prepared. He's given this spiritual gift, pastor, teacher, to prepare you. Prepare God's people for works of service. We have it's a small local church, small congregation. God's numbers are not the issue. It's quality, never quantity. And I will take the few here. It's kind of like the Marine Corps. The few, the proud. I will take the few It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. It doesn't take many that once they are prepared, God will use you. God is using the people in this church in a magnificent way. Friday, the evangelism team went to an adult care center. There were over 65 people that were there. They came to hear the gospel, as well as many staff. And the staff were tremendously positive. The staff want us to start a Bible class there. That would be number 4. We have 3 Bible classes going in centers all over the city. Now we have a 4th one. So I'm giving some of you a heads up. If there's anyone who feels that this is an area that you would like to conduct the MP3 class in this place, Jamie will fill you in on all the details, but they would love to have a Bible class, an MP3 class there, as well as in, this would be number 4 in the city of Las Vegas, where people want to hear the teaching of the Word of God. That's awesome. But if you're prepared, God will use you. And how do you get prepared? Through the spiritual gift of pastor-teacher teaching you the Word of God. To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, edification, your spiritual growth, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become teleos and become spiritually mature believers, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Becoming teleos. What was this master athlete called? Teleos athletes. What is the spiritually mature believer called? Teleos. Now that's one passage. Turn over to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and here is the Apostle Paul speaking, starting at verse 12. And this is amazing. Here's the Apostle Paul, maybe the greatest believer in the church age that we know have recorded. And yet as he's writing Philippians 3, he's saying, I haven't arrived yet. Now, don't you sit there and say, poor Paul, you should have talked with me. I've arrived. Amazing how one thinks of oneself. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made teleos. But I press on. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, fellow members of the royal family of God, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, your failures in the past, and straining toward what is ahead, the objective, spiritual maturity, and glorifying God to the maximum, I press on. I press on toward the goal to win the prize. Winning the prize is the Stephanos at the judgment seat of Christ given to the teleos believer. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Turn over to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. We, this is the Apostle Paul and the other faithful servants of the Lord teaching the Word of God, we proclaim Him, Jesus Christ, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature, teleos, in Christ. To this end, the end or the objective of bringing you to spiritual maturity. That's why the God's servants are here. That's why pastor teachers are here. To teach you the Word of God, to bring you to teleos in Christ. To this end, to this objective, I labor. I work hard, struggling with all His energy, which so powerfully works in me. And that is the power of God the Holy Spirit combined with the power of the Word of God in his heart. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk. Basic Bible doctrine. Not solid food, advanced Bible doctrine. Anyone who lives on milk, basic Bible doctrine, being still an infant, spiritual infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food, advanced Bible doctrine, is for the teleos, the mature believer, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Teleos. Teleos. Always teleos. Turn over to James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, plus H, happiness, my brothers, royal family of God, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work. That's that edification complex of the soul, the most beautiful house you will ever live in, the house of the Word of God developed in your heart, so that you may be teleos. So that you may be teleos, spiritually mature and complete, not lacking anything. Turn over to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Verse 2. We all stumble in many ways. Now what that's saying is that we all sin. Everyone here, we all sin. I've even been known once in a while sin. We all sin. We all stumble in many ways. But there's one area that if you don't stumble in that area, you don't sin in that area, that indicates you are a teleos believer. But if you do fail in that area, then you're not a teleos believer. In fact, you're a carnal reversionistic believer or very, very immature. So verse 2 says, we all stumble, we all sin in many different ways. However, if anyone is never at fault in what he says, in other words, no sins of the tongue, no sins of the tongue, no gossiping, no judging, no maligning, no slandering, no sins of the tongue, he is teleos. He is a spiritually mature believer. You can always identify a spiritually mature believer because no gossip, maligning, judging, slandering others. Those who do, they are not a spiritually mature believer. But here is one of the characteristics of spiritual maturity. He is able to keep his whole body in check. Turn over to 1 John 4. First John 4, verse 18. There is no fear in virtue love. Now we've been studying this. This is the tandem virtues. We have been studying on Wednesday evening. Virtue love, made up of the two greatest commandments in the Word of God. And creating an integrity envelope in your soul. There is no fear in virtue love. But teleos love, and this teleos virtue love, that's virtue love in spiritual maturity. Virtue love in spiritual maturity drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. That's self-induced misery, warning discipline, intensive discipline, dying discipline. Fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made teleos. He does not have virtue love in spiritual maturity. But the believer who is in spiritual maturity has that virtue love, and that virtue love casts out all fear. So here are all these passages, teleos, 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 that God the Holy Spirit has chosen to incorporate to describe the winner believer, the believer who reaches spiritual maturity, the believer who glorifies God to the maximum. And in our study in 2 Timothy 2 verse 5, the second analogy on the importance of self-discipline is the teleos athletes, the master athlete. All of that was specifically placed there by God the Holy Spirit to communicate these magnificent truths to you. With our heads bowed, if there's anyone who is here this morning without Christ, without hope, without eternal life, we want to make one issue very clear for you. When the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross, He was thinking about you. And every sin you've ever committed, past, present, or future, they were all gathered up by God the Father. They were poured out on Jesus Christ. And they were judged in the Lord Jesus Christ once and for all. And therefore, your sins are no longer the issue. The issue is not a sin question. It's a son question. What do you think of Jesus Christ? For the one who simply believes in Him, there's the gift of eternal life. For the ones who reject Him, eternal condemnation. And right where you're sitting right now, with your heads bowed and with your eyes closed, you have the freedom and the privacy in your own soul to be telling God the Father that you are believing in Jesus Christ. And at that very instant, you pass from death to life, from condemnation to justification. These things were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the sons of God, even to those who believe in Him. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, Father, we thank You, sir, for Your magnificent grace. We thank You for the privilege of fellowshipping with You through the study of Your Word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us with regard to these truths, that they become a source of blessing and happiness in each one of our souls. For we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.